Nick, this week we are talking about Western New Mexico University celebrating its 126th anniversary. Can you share more about this year's Founders Day celebration?
It's become sort of an annual tradition. They had a number of things happening on campus yesterday for the 126th Founders Day, including a cake at the Western New Mexico University Museum. President Shepard spoke that the provost to the university, Jack Crocker, gave an address as well and talked about the impact and said it's the single most important and impactful institution in the region, which I thought was a nice quote. And they are getting ready to introduce some new features to the campus. They've got a bagel shop that's opening in the PE complex on campus. And of course, they just finished a major renovation of College Avenue, which connects downtown Silver City to the campus just in time for Founders Day this year. So
that's pretty exciting. Now, one thing I think that really is important is understanding the impact that the university has on the town of Silver City and the region there. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, I can go in here and editorialize a little bit, but years ago, one of our state representatives was telling me that, you know, when they entered the legislature, John Arthur Smith, who's the senator from down in Deming, set them down and talked about, you know, the single most important thing you can do in the legislature is support Western New Mexico University. And I think everyone's kind of on the same boat here when you look at the economic base of Silver City and culturally, really just sort of what makes this community what it is. The university is a huge part of that. And, you know, has been now for more than 120 years. It just, you know, not just bringing in students, the youth and energy there, but, you have the professors and the other staff members at campus, and then the cultural facilities that it provides. You know, you've got the art department and the Fine Arts Center Theater, and, you know, it's hard to imagine Silver City and Grant County without a university. And I know, down in Cruces, I'm sure you all feel much the same way.
I want to move on. Now, you talked about Silver City. The town of Silver City is celebrating Territorial Charter Day. Can you share a little bit more about what makes the town of Silver City so unique, still operating under its original territorial charter?
Well, it was kind of fun last year, actually, for Charter Day. We did a special edition of our Independent where we sort of told the story of Silver City's charter through the newspapers from 140, 145 years ago here in Grant County. But Silver City's always been really rich in terms of metals and minerals. And it's also always really sort of felt isolated from Santa Fe and Albuquerque and the power centers of the state. So there was actually a movement in the 1870s to have Grant County secede from New Mexico and join the Arizona Territory at the time, because that's a mining area and it felt like we'd be better appreciated there. And so to kind of quell that rebellion in Grant County, the territorial legislature in 1878 gave Silver City its charter, which it still operates under today. And it's got much broader powers than are in a typical municipal charter for that reason, from the ability to levy taxes, but also to regulate gambling and houses of ill repute, all sorts of things. And there's even provisions in there that, you know, require male inhabitants of the town to devote service days to the community every year to maintain the streets and roads and sidewalks, which isn't something that's really enforced, but which the town in recent years, each one of the town councilors hosts a work day in their district where they sort of pick a project and encourage people to do that under the charter. So it's a fun quirk of history that also still has real impact in people's day-to-day lives here today. So they're going to celebrate that this weekend. They're going to have a fun run downtown. They're going to have a reenactment of the presentation of the charter in Silver City back in 1878. And a whole bunch more things happening. So Saturday's going to be a fun day in Silver City.
It sounds like it. Nick Seibel is publisher of the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.